Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mandim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Baba Kama, Daf Pei, the seventh Perek Meruba. This daf is dedicated for the Refuah Shlema of Rachel Bas Vega. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, Ein Magadim Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. From Gamliel permitted, keeping them in one's house, provided they do not go out to pasture and they're tied to the legs of the bed. The Gemara relates an incident in which a pious man's colleagues declined to visit him when they discovered he kept a goat in his house, although he required it for pain relief. They later determined that this was a singular shortcoming. In a braisa was taught, Rosh Asachuva, a shepherd who is repentant from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, Ein mechayvin osolim kor miyad, we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss. El mocher al yad al yad. Rather, he may sell them little by little. Similarly, a ger may incrementally sell dogs or swine inherits from his Gentile father. Point number two, the Gemara relates that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatul mutu hargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, v'asul kaimo, it's forbidden to keep it. V'ein bo mishum gazel, it has no prohibition against stealing it. V'ein bo mishum hashev aveidu labalim, and concerning it, there's no obligation returning a lost item to its owner. Although Rav taught it's permitted to kill it, one could still think it's permitted to own if Rav had not taught otherwise. And although Rav taught it's permitted to steal it, making it obvious that it need not be returned when lost, the Gemara explains he referred to returning the skin of a dead cat, which is no longer harmful. Rav is challenged from a brace where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught that it is permitted to raise cats and other small animals in Eretz Yisrael, because they're used to clean the house of mice. The Gemara answers that the brace refers to black cats, which are harmless, and Rav's ruling referred to white cats, which have violent tendencies. Although the cat which cut off the child's hand was a black cat, it was the offspring of a white cat and was also dangerous. And pointing with you, the Gemara quotes three statements from sons of Rapapa, one of them being, Delas hani nelas lo bimheira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Bar Zutra explains it refers to smicha, ordination, meaning if someone is supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. Rav Ashi explained, Kol hamarin lo, anyone who is treated badly lo bimheira mativin lo, it will not quickly be treated well. Rav Acha of Difti went further, lo olam ein mativin lo, they will never again treat him well. However, the more comments that Rav Acha was speaking of his own experience, but generally one's fortunes can eventually improve. Rashi comments that the practical implication of this teaching is to increase in requesting divine mercy. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, Ein magadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. From Gamliel permitted, keeping them in one's house, provided they do not go out to pasture and they're tied to the legs of the bed. The Gemara relates an incident in which a pious man's colleagues declined to visit him when they discovered he kept a goat in his house, although he required it for pain relief. They later determined that this was a singular shortcoming. In a braisa was taught, Rosh Asachuva, a shepherd who is repentant from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, Ein mechayvin osolim kor miyad, we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss. El mocher al yad al yad. Rather, he may sell them little by little. Similarly, a ger may incrementally sell off dogs or swine inherits from his Gentile father. Point number two, the Gemara relates that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatul mutu hargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, v'asul kaimo, it's forbidden to keep it. V'ein bo mishum gazel, it has no prohibition against stealing it. V'ein bo mishum hashev aveidu labalim, and concerning it, there's no obligation returning a lost item to its owner. Although Rav taught it's permitted to kill it, one could still think it's permitted to own if Rav had not taught otherwise. And although Rav taught it's permitted to steal it, making it obvious that it need not be returned when lost, the Gemara explains he referred to returning the skin of a dead cat, which is no longer harmful. Rav is challenged from a brace where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught that it is permitted to raise cats and other small animals in Eretz Yisrael, because they're used to clean the house of mice. The Gemara answers that the brace refers to black cats, which are harmless, and Rav's ruling referred to white cats, which have violent tendencies. Although the cat which cut off the child's hand was a black cat, it was the offspring of a white cat and was also dangerous. And pointing with you, the Gemara quotes three statements from sons of Rapapa, one of them being, Delas hani nelas lo bimheira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Bar Zutra explains it refers to smicha, ordination, meaning if someone is supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. Rav Ashi explained, Kol hamarin lo, anyone who is treated badly lo bimheira mativin lo, it will not quickly be treated well. Rav Acha of Difti went further, will olam ein mitivim lo. They will never again treat him well. However, the more comments that Rav Acha was speaking of his own experience, but generally one's fortunes can eventually improve. Rashi comments that the practical implication of this teaching is to increase in requesting divine mercy. All right, so now we go to our siman daf pei, and our standard siman is painter. A painter. So here goes. This sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Once again, slow motion. This sad painter. That must be more duff pay. The sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, "Ein megadlin behem daka be'eretz Yisrael." One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze on other people's property. In a braisa, it was taught, Rosh asked the tshuva, a shepherd who has repented from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, "Ein mechayvin osalim kor miyad." We do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss. Amokra al yad. Rather, he may sell them little by little. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand, which reminds us, the Gemara waits, that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatul mutu lahargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, it's forbidden to keep it, it has no prohibition against stealing it, and concerning it, there's no obligation of returning lost item to its owner. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three statements from the sons of Rapapa, one of them being, Delas haninelas lo bimhira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Marzutra explains it refers to smicha ordination, meaning if someone was supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. So once again, the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf ein vav. So the simmer daf ein vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal mimakdish the cow hooked up to the IV, that must be more on daf ein vav. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimaknish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chai for dal vehe, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why designating a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it. When one sells to a hedyot, originally it was the seller, Reuven's cow, and now it's the buyer, Shimon's cow, Machru l'shamayim, but if he sells, so to speak, he's Maknish it to heaven, it was originally Reuven's cow, and now it's still Reuven's cow, meaning it's called Reuven's carbon because it atones for him and is brought for his sake. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimaknish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to pay dal vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that one pays dal vehei for kadashim shechai b'charayv son, karbonus, for which he bears responsibility. He holds that if the owner bore responsibility for the stolen carbon, the thief does pay dal vehei because it's considered stolen from his house. Because the owner must replace the carbon if it's lost, he has a monetary interest in it, which Rabbi Shimon considers legal ownership. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimaknish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayiv dal vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, and whose blood collecting in another IV bag to be used for his zrika was considered already thrown. Which reminds us, Rebbe Elazar challenged the previous answer, since shechita alone does not permit a carbon in consumption, rather it's a subsequent sprinkling of the blood, the shechita was not fit and should not obligate dal vehei. Similarly, in the last answer that he shechted a balmum, it's only permitted to be eaten after redemption, so the shechita was not fit at the time. The Gemara answers Rebbe Elazar forgot Rebbe Shimon's opinion, the Kol Omed Lizra Kazarg Dami, that any blood which stands to be thrown on the Mizbeach is considered like it was already thrown and is considered permitted in consumption. The Kol Omed Litos Kavadui Dami, and anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it was already redeemed. Daf Ein Zayin. So the simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The stolen goat, that must be more on Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The stone goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had a shasa kosher, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Rav Shimon holds ko omen liftos kapadui dami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rav Shimon taught in Braisa, parmatame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta paraduma, conveys food tuma, although it's prohibited in benefit. Over haitzel a shasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Rish Lakish explains the moment of fitness based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, par niftei tzal gad mivar achta, a paraduma may be redeemed after shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed becoming chulin and permitted in consumption. So, the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying doll the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the case of a mocher trefa. If a thief sells a trefa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable dal v'hei, afak of the leisa b'tavicha, eisa b'mechira. For although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Rish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. So, the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and goat, and was told he would have to pay dal the hay, which reminds us, a braisa taught that one who steals and shechs kalim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays dal the hay. The Gemara asks, the pasuk uses the word set, and Rava taught, kol makom shenemar set, ino el lahotzi as a klaim. Wherever the word set is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay dal v'hei for shechting a crossbreed? It answers that the X word O in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The Gemara goes on to explain where the word O in this context includes, whereas in another context, it excludes. Daf ein ches. So the simmer daf ein ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The anti-veggie boys who went, ach, ach, that must be more in Daf Ein Ches. The anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, which reminds us, Rava taught, kol makom shenemar seh eino el lahotzi as a kalim. Anywhere that seh is stated, it is only to exclude kalim, a crossbreed. Having established that the crossbreed is not excluded from dal v'hei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers le'inyan peter chamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which a Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner designated a shor. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay dal de hay for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100th of the meat from the sale, which reminds us, the next mission says, Machru chutz me'echon me'meir shabo. If the thief sold all but 1/100th of the animal, he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav explains, this means, chutz me'davar ha'nitar imo b'shechita, except for something which becomes permitted through shechita, meaning its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Other opinions are brought. Daf ein tes, so the simmer daf ein tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The Shomer who did Meshicha on the Sofer's cow, Sofer, that must be on Daf Ayin Tes, 8, pen. The Shomer who did Meshicha on the Sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, which reminds us that we learned Meshicha was also instituted for Shomrim, so that a Shomer does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Meshicha and is not liable as soon as he agrees to watch it. So the Shomer who did Meshicha on the Sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and his skin would be used as parchment was held up by a Gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, which reminds us, Reuchem and Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a Ganav to be kefo and dal v'hei. Zehish v'kvod evik v'kvod kono. This Gazlan equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. And this Ganav did not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of men, but not of Hashem. Rabban Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former gave more respect to the townsfolk is greater. So the shomer who did Mashiach on the sofer is cowed to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, was held up by a goslin out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, while a humiliated gun of carrying a sheep on his shoulders knocked by, who would only be chayiv, Dalit, which reminds us, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Bo re kama gadol kvod habrius, come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shahalach beraglev chamisha, for an ox, which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. Seshir kivog seifo arba, but for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when the meat of a shecht paraduma is matame tumas ochin, although it's prohibited in benefit, hova haisala shasa kosher, that's on daf? Ein zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss owning cats? That's on daf? Pay. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss whether one can pay for a stolen oil with a lamb or bird where the owner had designated a shor? That's on daf? Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have malchus if a thief has to pay kafel if he admits to a theft when he sees Adim coming? That's on daf. Ein hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss why someone stealing and shechting or selling an ox pays 5 times, whereas one doing so to a sheep only pays dalad? That's on daf. Ein test. Good. Number 6. Which of the one Rabbi Shimon holds call omer lizrok kazorg dummy? That's on daf. Ayin Vav. Good. Number 7. Which of the when a door which is closed will not quickly be opened, referring to someone who was prevented from getting smicha? That's on daf. Pei. Good. Number 8. Which of the when that Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim? That's on daf. Ayin Tes. Good. Number 9. Which of the when Rav Shimon said that one pays dal behe for kadshim shechai b'charev son? That's on daf. Ayin Vav. Good. And number 10. Which of them when the one may not raise domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael? If one did, he may sell them little by little. That's on daf. Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.